Yeovil as a prospect. What do you make of them?
Yeah, you know, they're down there, but, you know, they're always a decent team. You know, I remember watching here, playing here, and they gave us a few problems from the start. You know, we try and look at us mainly, you know, but it's going to be a good game. I'm told the pitch is all right down there as well, which will suit us, so I'm looking forward to it.
From an observer's point of view, are you surprised that they've fallen quite as far as they have so quickly?
Yeah, a little bit, because I remember watching them in the Championship thinking they were a decent team, you know what I mean? So, but these things happen, you lose a couple of players and certain things happen, the manager goes and obviously, you know, things around the club don't go your way, and next thing you know, you look at teams like Portsmouth and teams like it can be a dramatic fall. But you know, hopefully that they'll get a bit of stability and work their way back up. Because I rated them when they win the Championship. I remember watching them a few times, thinking they were half decent. So,
let's get the cliched question out of the way. How important is Easter? Two games in quick succession.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, we were talking about Tuesday night. That's just gone. That was big. So we class these next three games big, and then we go to Barnsley, which, obviously, from a personal point of view, I'm looking forward to. But yeah, it's massive. You know, this Easter weekend sometimes could put you right in the mix, or you could be right out of the mix. So it's important that we pick up points over these next few games.
It's so close, so you could imagine nothing's going to be decided. But do you feel as though certain clubs, whoever that may be, because there's so many, could fall away this time, this weekend?
Well, things, if you lose your two games and a couple of teams win the two games, you know, you've got maybe a 9-point swing to catch up and go above these teams. So it's important, you know. So I think there'll be a lot of nerves around this weekend and making sure you don't lose games and make up points. So like I said, we just try and concentrate on us and fingers crossed we can get the points on the board.
Do you feel it's within your hands? And partly the reason why I ask that is you've got two sides who are struggling at the moment, but the Barnsley game's going to be enormous regardless of what either of you do this weekend. Sheffield United to follow, etc, etc.
Yeah, you know, we don't... We've always said we don't worry about the big games. You know, they'll take care of themselves. It's about getting games when, you know, people look at the fixtures and think you should be beating these teams, and they're always the most tricky ones, you know, because upsets tend to happen. So it's, like I say, it's up to us to actually make sure that doesn't happen. You know, these, like you said, these big games that are coming up, it's what you play for. You know, we would rather be playing in the situation that we're in now than some teams that have got nothing to play for. So it's an exciting time.
And you know, of course, all about getting out of this division. Do you see similarities within this squad as to the squad you faced before, been involved in before, that have gone up out of League One?
Yeah, you know, we've got a great squad here. You know, I spent time away at Plymouth, which was great for me, and coming back and realising the quality that we have in the squad. You know, it's I played last season and I played with the lads, but I weren't really fully fit. So to come back into the squad fit and seeing how good these players are, it's great, you know. So it's we've put ourselves in a great position. We're exactly where we want to be. You know, maybe a few more points better, be better off. But, you know, it's great, and the squad, and we're all raring to go.
And having had that time away, and obviously having had the injury, to be again part of a side again that is challenging for another promotion, what does that mean to you?
It's huge, you know. Like I said, I was always hoping for the recall, whether it come or not. I wasn't expecting it, you know. It was, but when I got the phone call, I was halfway up the motorway, and even though it was a lot of mess about, I still was quite happy at that, you know. You know, the gaffer's shown faith and thrown me back in, and you know, I'm happy to do whatever job he wants me to do. But yeah, you know, I've been lucky enough to have three promotions in my time, you know. So I do know what it takes. I've been involved in squads, you know, and I think we're a good enough squad to be involved in that. And it's great, like I say, you know, if I were down at Plymouth, they're in a promotion playoff race as we are. So I'm tuned into that a little bit. You know, I've not come from a team in League Two that was struggling. I'm actually tuned into concentrating on getting points. And it's, like I say, I'm thrilled to be back here.
And the season for you, I would imagine, at times, great frustration. So, again, to be playing again and playing regularly again must just mean the world, really.
Well, yeah, we were just talking about that in the change rooms, actually. I was literally probably a 30-second consultation away from actually quitting the game. You know, it was that serious. It was, we'd be dead operations. I broke down again, thinking, well, there's not much else we can do now. The consultation went well, obviously, and said there's nothing to worry about. And obviously, you know, I dug in. It was quite hard, you know, and I've played now, I don't know if it's 12, 30, 90 minutes in a row, which is huge for me. If I continue to play this season, I'll be nearly 20 games, which is awesome, you know, from the severity. Okay, the surgeon had only done one operation previous, the same as mine, so it was a bit in the dark. So just to be playing is great, you know. So whatever happens this season, whether it's good or it's bad, it's still been an awesome season for me to get back playing.
And that timescale, that all happened specifically when then? When, from having that conversation to kicking a ball again, how quick a turnaround was that?
Well, yeah, well, like I said, I'd actually trained, and we were close to actually playing the game. I went away at Sheffield Wednesday, and I just felt something in the training. and you just know, thinking this is not right, you know what I mean? And like I say, I went to see the surgeon, and me and the physio here, Roger, who, you know, I owe a lot to, really, he sat down and said, look, you know, you're going to have to just try and bat on, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, then you need to accept that. So I dug in, and I dug in through a lot of pain after that, and I think finally I broke down the issues that I had. It probably just was a sensitivity issue, you know. It's like I say, it's quite a serious injury. So, and then, you know, when luckily, you know, like I said, I'm grateful to Plymouth for taking me down there. Not a lot of people probably would have wanted to touch somebody who'd been out for so long. And I've not looked back since, and I feel fresh, you know. And if there's one plus side, you know, I'm probably only going to get stronger the last 8-9 games because I'm possibly a bit fresher than the other lads. So it's good.
And how difficult was that to deal with? Because all right, you were a 30-second conversation away from playing again, as it turned out. Mm. You would have been 30 seconds away from having to think, crikey, what do I do now?
Yeah, it was scary. You know, we I spoke with my family, you know, the amount of times we sat there in silence and thinking what's going to go off. You know, I've had such good support from here, from home, you know, and from fans, and I've had messages of support, which is always nice. You know, some people, a bit of a cliche saying, you know, you need that, but you actually do. You know, I was so far down in the dumps, it was struggling, especially when I worked so hard to get myself. I was literally on top of the mountain. It was either go one way or the other way, and you know, and luckily for me, it's worked out. And you know, there's still a lot of work to do, because I'm going to have a long summer of keeping myself going and keeping my rehab going and whatnot. But yeah, it's great. Like I say, you know, I'm just thrilled to be back playing, which is a massive plus.
And the final one then on this, then, given everything that you've had to go through with the injury, is it a case of it's a light at the end of the tunnel, and one day it will be a problem that's just been solved, or is it something you're going to have to just monitor and deal with until you decide, right, that's it, I'm going to return and do something else?
Yeah, well, I don't think this injury that I've had will probably come back now. I think I've kind of broke its neck, you know what I mean, and moved on from that. You know, it may take a couple of years off my career, maybe, I don't know. You know, that's something that obviously I'll have to assess when it comes to the time, but you know, I'm relatively fit, you know, I've always been fit for, you know, and I still reckon I've got a good 5 or 6 years left in me at a good level, you know. So, like I say, it's tough because I've had injuries before, you know, and I've been there, and I've had cruciates, and I've had bad back injuries and things, so I'm not one to give up, you know what I mean. So as long as my body will take it, then I'll keep putting myself through what I do on a Saturday.
Another promotion would be quite the incentive and a reason to keep going.
Well, that's the thing, you know what I mean, you look at things, you know, and it's, you know, I can look at players who lad I've played with and who I know well, and they've never won a promotion. I've been lucky to win three, and you know, and to get another one with Chesterfield would be awesome. You know what I mean? I've been here for such a long time, and this is a big one, because last time I come in this league, we let ourselves down and went back down. You know what I mean? And this year, you can see that we've not done that, and the Gaffers have assembled such a good squad. You know, so I'm looking forward to it. And like I say, I think if you're not looking forward to it and you're not enjoying the running, then there's something wrong, because I think this is what you strive for. You train week in, week out. You do the pre-season runs for these times of the season. There's 10 games, 8 games to go now. You know, and if we can pick up points, you know, we're going to be right in the mix at the end of the season.